Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day when the dramatic confrontation regarding the state of Texas and the runaway Democrats and what President Biden has called, I think very foolishly, the greatest threat to democracy since the Civil War. Really? Really? Do people believe that? Are people really that excited about actually canceling the idea of drive-through voting? There's actually a great piece by Karl Rove that appeared in the Wall Street Journal today. And it is a provocative piece because it talks about Texas Democrats suppress the vote. That's right, Texas Democrats, not Republicans. And the subheading is blocking Democratic proceedings on a bill expanded early voting. We will get to that. First up, we are able to welcome to our show King County Council member Reagan Dunn, and who is one of the people who has actually been trying for some time to try to cope with the ongoing and constantly worsening problem with homelessness. What's a joke to me, Reagan, and I was thinking about it, how many times have we been told that we were going to cure homelessness with new spending, and it was only a matter of time before we were going to be seeing results? How has that worked out?
Years after years of declaring emergencies, it's not worked out well at all. We have, as you know, one of the highest homeless populations per capita of any city in the United States in Seattle. And after years and years and many hundreds of millions of dollars, even things like an eviction moratorium and $240 million in rental assistance, we still saw tenth doubles in Seattle over the last 12 months.
And how many do they estimate we have?
About 12,000 is the number that you're getting. It's higher than that. It's dramatically underreported. Unfortunately, one of the great weaknesses in our homeless strategy up here is we have very bad data that can't be relied upon that underrepresents the problem.
Do you have any idea where most of the tents are in King County?
We know that 52% of the homeless in live in Seattle and 48% live outside of the city of Seattle.
Wow. And yeah. Big encampments outside of Seattle?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's some very large encampments outside of Seattle. The problem is nobody in the county has had the courage to try and think through a strategy to remove these encampments. We had a situation along one of my state highways here just a few weeks ago where I met there at the camp with constituents. I talked to the Parks Department. I talked to the Health Department. I talked to Local Services Department. They all pointed the finger at each other. Well, we don't have authority. And they all cited the Public Health Department saying that because of COVID, they couldn't move it. And so I was working on a process to get the encampment moved. And in the interim, citizens went down and moved the camp themselves. And that is dangerous. They've obviously moved, I think, about six or seven dump trucks full of garbage out of there, and somebody, as a homeless person was leaving, they tried to light the area on fire, and that isn't safe. And so what we must put together are standards for camp removal. The city of Portland has done something like this, and that's what I'm working on right now. It'll be in front of my committee moving forward. I just introduced this legislation that will take a thoughtful, systematic approach to how we remove these encampments. It also adds navigation teams and outreach teams to help move folks from those encampments into the services that we have spent hundreds of millions of dollars on, because I don't think it's compassion to leave people sitting out in the streets, outside somewhere or in the woods, when they could be into the services that we are starting to construct for them.
My God, I mean, it's there's a Seattle Times headline that says public schools may have to find shelter for homeless residents of encampment near school. They still have that encampment with what they estimate there are at least 50 different tents right adjacent to the Broadview Thompson School.
That's right. In fact, another department of the same government was handing out needles to that very encampment right near the school. It's just fundamentally unfair. And it's unfair to the homeless people who are there on the street. It's unfair for the children who have to go to school there, the parents who have to drop them off. We have spent hundreds of millions, the highest spending, even more than L.A. per capita up here. And it's going the exact wrong direction because the failed policies are all around us. The evidence of those failed policies is everywhere. It's just not working. And so you must employ different strategies moving forward, and that's what I'm trying to do today.
Wasn't all this supposed to be somehow magically cured by the Compassion Seattle initiative?
Yeah, well, Compassion Seattle is a partial solution. I'll take anything that will get us progress. And so I think Compassion Seattle has some standards, but it doesn't go far enough. I mean, you have to actually fund your law enforcement. You have to enforce your codes. You have to do wraparound services and a little bit of a tough love approach. Because right now in Seattle, we have 5 parts compassion, 0 parts tough love. We need 5 parts compassion and about 2 or 3 parts of tough love to get the solution and the job done.
Okay, so what does your program involve, Reagan Dunn? I appreciate your addressing this and addressing it now, before the election. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, like any problem, you've got to have a lot of tools in your toolbox. And I've proposed things like Homeward Bound, which is a one-way transportation initiative. But this program uses navigation teams to go out to those encampments and with a social worker to contact them and get them directed to the right set of services given their circumstances, mental health, substance use disorder, as well as focusing on where we can get housing. And then it will also slowly initiate the process of clearing these encampments on public land. And if they are near a school, as you indicated, that's a criteria to close it down. If it's a fire hazard, if there's criminal activity occurring, that's what we're focusing on as part of this new ordinance. And so I'm glad that it's being referred to my committee, and I look forward to addressing it because we know that it is just not fair for anybody to leave those encampments out in the streets or out in the woods if they're a risk to the people there or the people around them.
One of the priorities for most residents of King County is parkland and some of the beautiful open spaces that have been created by taxpayers, by leaders, by sometimes donations. Shouldn't we at least be able to clear out some of the really huge encampments on parkland?
Yeah, in fact, I got wind of a poll the other day that Democrats in Seattle, the number one issue right now is cleaning their parks so that the homeless encampments are moved to another facility or somewhere else so that they can enjoy the park space. It's interesting that liberals that have been in Seattle all their lives and tend to be incredibly compassionate are actually saying enough. They want their park spaces back. There's got to be a better way. And I think they want to see a return on their investment. We spent hundreds of millions of dollars. It's time for all these nonprofits and other housing programs to show that what we've been funding actually works. So I think there's public sentiment to support these initiatives as well.
One of the things, this must be connected, and I don't know how you can prove it, but connected to the tremendous explosion of graffiti that has happened in the last year. And when you go down that tunnel into Mercer Street, the with the yellow tile tunnel on it, it's now covered with graffiti. Is there nothing to be done about that?
Yeah, well, along, for example, Interstate 5 as well, it goes up and down the West Coast. Graffiti everywhere. And what we're seeing, there's an 86% increase in homicides in King County. The state had the highest number of homicides of any year in history, just in 2020. Crime's at a 30-year high out here. You can't defund the police. You can't.
No, of course. Reagan Dunn, can you stay for a few minutes because
sure.
to continue yeah. talking? Because this is the most urgent problem, I think, for most people in King County. We will be right back with King County Council Member Reagan Dunn coming up on the MedVed Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, joined by King County Council Member Reagan Dunn. And yes, he is named after the greatest remember that I, President, that would be President Ronald Reagan. Reagan, thanks for making more time for you, and I know it's enormously busy, but to get this moving, to deal with the deterioration of the immediate environment here, people are environment about what's going on in Alaska, it's good, they should be. Should be even more environment about where we all live. So what are the steps that actually have a chance to be taken to actually make a difference rather than all the ludicrous promises which have gone kaflooey?
Well, thanks. I mean, it's not simple. It's a super complex problem. But I can tell you that the most important steps that I see that are we have got to get people the substance use disorder treatment that they need, whether it's drugs or alcohol, because we know that 64% of people who are out on the streets in King County are suffering directly as a result of addiction. We know that 73% of them have some kind of a history of a mental health challenge of some kind, behavioral disorder. Those are key components, and nobody's talking really about either one of those. We've got to get folks the treatment they need for drugs and alcohol, for their challenges with behavioral health challenges. Those are very, very important. And then in addition to that, we've got to get housing. We're certainly working on that. That's all the left wants to talk to you about is let's get them in a house or a home paid for by the taxpayers, and all of a sudden everything will be fine. The addiction will go away. Of course, it won't. We know that it doesn't. The mental health challenges will go away. Of course, they won't. In addition, though, you have got to fund your criminal justice system. You've got to enforce your codes and your laws because organized crime is mixing in with the homeless communities as well, and that's a problem. So there's a lot of things we have to do. It's multifaceted, but you can't just love people to death. You must be better and more nuanced in your approach if you really want to cut the homeless problem in any community.
Because it's not compassionate. I mean, people talk about compassion, just facilitating people to continue to live on the streets. I mean, yesterday we covered with the Republican nominee, and yes, there is one for mayor of New York. They were trying to get people removed from the hotels they were paying for. For a great deal of money, midtown hotels that they were paying for homeless people, and they wanted to move them to group homes that they had set up, they won't go. They like the hotels better.
Of course they do, and that's true here in Seattle. It's $55,000 to $62,000 a year for every unit of hotel space we're renting downtown. Nobody wants to leave. I wouldn't leave. That sounds pretty good.
Well, it's just saying, and what do you do for people who are offered a group home, who are offered a shelter somewhere, and they say, no, I want to continue living in my tent?
You have to start to set up deadlines. We are a country of laws, not of men. We have to set up rules and procedures, which is exactly what my legislation does. It creates a notice and comment opportunity. It sets out health and safety standards for the removal. Obviously, economic viability. Folks aren't willing to fund this for too much longer. And in fact, I think you'll see an erosion of public support to the point where funding this stuff will be hard. So, I mean, I think people in the leadership have to make the tough choices. We have to move folks out. It's what we've always done. We do it with compassion. We have a better place for them. We spent a lot of money putting that infrastructure in place. It is now time to move forward and make progress and put people into the infrastructure we have built up and paid for, and put those nonprofits on the spot to come through with all the promises they've made and been huge recipients of federal and local funding across the board, at least here in our community.
Well, let me mention one thing that Everett apparently has begun enforcing the no-sit, no-lie homeless camping ban. And in Snohomish County, just north of Seattle, my producer, Jeremy Steiner, drives down, and he says you can very clearly see a line with the county line where basically the homeless presence, the homeless encampments seem to sort of stop when you leave across the border out of Seattle. Does that sound credible to you?
It is credible. It's exactly right. I mean, and there are 39 cities in King County. Seattle is the largest, but depending on what city you're at, some of these small and mid-sized communities are not really particularly accepting of the homeless population. And if you have that situation, you won't find homeless encampments there. For example, I know a mayor who there was a 50-acre piece of land sort of on the edge of town. He limbed all the trees up and all the way 20 feet high and didn't create a space where they could any longer live. I mean, so that moves the homeless population, and they will go wherever it is sort of comfortable to go. And, you know, I understand that, and that's important. What we need to do is make what's comfortable to go the facilities that we have put in place, the housing that we've put in place, the shelters and the treatment programs that we've put in place, not some place in the woods back behind an elementary school or even in the park and next to the courthouse. We need to make those places comfortable to go, and we need to set that culture moving forward.
Well, one would hope so. I mean, again, this is one of those things that even people on the left, when you see what's going on, the idea of providing all kinds of shoot-up locations, injection sites for folks, that hasn't really helped the homeless situation, has it?
No, it hasn't, because when you authorize or allow a type of conduct, I think you tend to get more of it. And so, you know, City of Seattle passed open heroin injection sites, government-funded, government-run, and those sites, they haven't come into play because the U.S. attorney said you shut them down as a violation of the drug house ordinance. It is not health. And so when you decriminalize all of those areas related to drug prosecution, et cetera, we're getting more of it. We're seeing, you know, as we saw just yesterday, the CDC said that 2020 was the highest year of drug and alcohol addiction on record. And it's not helping. And that is part of the problem that we need to attack.
Well, Reagan Dunn, I hope you'll come back, and I hope you'll help provide information, which we'll post it immediately, on the proposals you're working on, the way that people can advance them, because there's a tremendous amount of dissatisfaction. And I think people are reaching their limit with this, because it's so obviously wrong. I mean, when City Hall Park, and you don't work far from City Hall Park.
Right, when they sure.
And again, that has not only become a homeless center, it's become a crime center, hasn't it?
Yeah, right next door. I put legislation forward to condemn the park and put it into county ownership because it's not fair. And it's not compassion. And that's really what it comes down to. None of this is compassion.
I appreciate it. That's Reagan Dunn, member of the King County Council. There are some voices representing us. You won't find too many, unfortunately, at the moment, at least, at the Seattle City Council. But King County is a larger group of people, a larger group of space, and maybe where some actual progress can take place. Reagan, appreciate your concern and your contribution on this. We will continue the conversation. Also, why it is Democrats are suppressing the vote. We'll get to that coming up on the MedMed Show.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says monthly payments under the expanded child tax credit will start going out today. The president saying Congress should extend this benefit beyond this year, calling lawmakers to tax the wealthy and corporations in order to fund it. Brian Brenberg is an associate professor at King's College. He believes all this is doing is expanding entitlements.
He expects this to go on forever, which means it's going to be the second biggest increase in the entitlement state we've ever seen. The 10-year cost of it, if that happens, is more than $1.5 trillion.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The White House says the communist government in Cuba has failed its people. Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying communism is a failed ideology and the people of Cuba deserve their freedom. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, we do need to talk a little bit about what the two main objections seem to be to the election reform that has already passed the Senate and the state Senate and among the state legislators, the state House of Representatives. They would pass, and decisively, except for the fact that the Democrats, of course, have run away with their Miller beer and their charter plane, and have been hailed for their courage and for freedom fighters. And honestly, does anyone believe any of this? Does anyone believe this really is a threat to American government? There's a terrific piece by Karl Rove, and Karl Rove knows Texas elections and knows the way that they operate as well as anybody does. I mean, he's somebody who was a obviously prime advisor to President Bush when he was back Governor Bush of the state of Texas. That's more than 20 years ago. And one of the points that he makes out is if you actually look at the legislation that the Democrats are so focused on, there are two points that they agree on above all that are their main gripes against what the Democrats claim that Republicans are doing. The main Democratic gripe is, number one, drive-through voting, which we'll get to in a moment, and then 24-hour voting, round-the-clock voting. Now, the round-the-clock voting is actually involves, apparently, one county in Harris County, which is the biggest county in the state of Texas. It contains the state of
of Houston, of the city of Houston, and the biggest city in the state of Texas. And part of the whole idea of drive-in voting was actually set up to help people who are handicapped, who can't get out of their car, who actually can really benefit from driving through in the voting place and vote early or vote at any time that they want to by driving through without having to leave their car and having some help with people when it's necessary for marking their ballots and then giving their ballot in. Okay, here is the fascinating thing, is that the Republicans have been willing through this entire thing, and the bill, or one of the versions of the bill that was passed, actually says they could continue Harris County in Houston. And they could continue that if they actually were dealing with people who were handicapped and were able to certify that they were. But what they were trying to do is to basically have anybody drive in 24 hours a day and drive in voting. And here is the unbelievable thing, is that with all of these special accommodations to Harris County, where they are allowing, quote, making it easier for people to vote than any other county, their voting hasn't done that well. They write, the Democratic claims that changes are voting suppression are malarkey, to use a Joe Biden word. If 24-hour and drive-in voting were so critical, why was turnout in Harris County less than the statewide number of percentage of people who turned out? In other words, of people who were eligible for voting, there were fewer people, slightly, than Harris County, despite the fact that they had all these special concessions that they didn't have. Why did 130 Texas counties without 24-hour voting or drive-through voting have higher turnout than Harris? Isn't that a big point for people who say this is the end of democracy? These included urban counties. Travis, home to Austin, had a much higher turnout. Tarrant, Fort Worth, higher. And Montgomery, metro areas like Brazos and Bryan College Station, they had a higher level. So doesn't it, if you actually look at the numbers and you see that there's a higher percentage who occurred in places that did not make these special arrangements, taking away the special arrangements that are not statewide. And one of the problems that the Republicans have brought up is that if you're supposed to be guaranteeing equal protection of the laws, how does it work if you have special counties that are Democratic counties where they try to make it, quote, easier, and it doesn't even work in terms of getting more people to vote? Wouldn't it make sense to have actually some standards that actually do vote, but that can apply statewide? It's craziness. Carl Rove writes that President Biden added to the misinformation avalanche on Tuesday by calling the Texas bill, quote, un-American and part of a 21st century Jim Crow assault. Memo to the president, says Carl Rove, doesn't allow 24-hour or no-excuse drive-through voting. It won't begin early voting until 2022. And then for only 10 days fewer from days for then Texas as a whole, which approved early voting in 1987 under a Republican governor. And this sort of drama, he says, will end shortly. Texas Democrats will return home. Their appearing in the House will be compelled. And then Mr. Mura, he's the representative who's sponsored this bill, then Mr. Mura's HB3 will pass. Then, despite the unjustified Democratic screams of voter suppression and racism that have unfortunately been repeated and amplified by Mr. Biden, our democracy will continue, albeit unnecessarily tarnished. And what does he point out? That in terms of the restrictions, as they put it, are higher in Delaware than in Texas. And somehow that doesn't seem to object President Biden. Look, putting this in context is important. But, of course, folks seem to be much rather to try to claim that there is some kind of conspiracy here. It's an absurdity, and in fact, it's a dangerous misleading. And why, when you speak of an absurdity, why is it that one of the most outspoken Republicans in the House of Representatives has become obsessed with the issue of Britney Spears? If somebody can explain this to me, maybe you can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. No, Matt Gaetz, remember him? He still has a world of legal trouble, and he's been accused of a number of, well, extremely questionable involvements. But holding a rally for Britney Spears, why is that a Republican issue? We will get to that and also get to the claim that white people are viewed by Republicans as always innocent. Who would say that? We would get to that and much more coming up on the Medved Show.
Entertain your brain.
Oh, it's awesome.
Every day on the Michael Medved Show.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brighten the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, one of the most annoying things about this moment in American politics is the attempt, particularly by the left, and in fact I do not see this as a tremendous challenge on the right, but on the left everything is an attempt to racialize. We talked about Jason Riley yesterday, who is on the right, yes he is, but he's also black. And proud to be raising black children, and talking about the damaging attempt to try to make everything an issue of race. It is not. The idea that that somehow every position that any Republican takes on anything is based on racism. What's interesting is they're trying to extend the idea of critical race theory and to wokeness even to our current politics. So the same way that they insist that America was founded on racism, so they want to claim that any position that is a conservative position that might disagree with other people is somehow also involved with racism. The most startling example today, and the more I think about it, the more it bothers me, is that when Senator Schumer got together with Senator Cory Booker, and they're both talking about sweeping marijuana decriminalization, they're describing this as a matter of racial justice. Could it not be possible that there's at least an argument that when people are claiming that it's racial justice and that people are suffering horribly by efforts to suppress drug use in the black community, isn't it possible that people are actually suffering more in the black community by drugs than by efforts to discourage drugs? And this is something, actually, that if you go back into the 1980s and 1990s, there was tremendous concern because of the utterly devastating impact of crack cocaine and other drugs. And to blame somehow problems of law enforcement trying to discourage drugs rather than blaming the drugs themselves and drug policies. Or this is Joyanne Reed, who paints her vision of Republicans as a white grievance party and wannabe dictators. Listen, 14A.
What is happening to the Republican Party? Our country, our democracy, is currently under siege by one of our two major political parties. One controlled by a twice-impeached, one-term president who's more Jim Jones than George Washington. A party that, thanks to Donald Trump's rabbit hole of conspiracy theories, white grievance, and an unquenchable thirst for absolute power, embraces causes that were once viewed as fringe. Things like abortion bounty hunting, now the law in Texas. Banning books. Or really any idea that doesn't render every single white American in history going all the way back to 1619 and right up to today as innocent and benevolent.
Okay, this idea of abortion bounty hunting, look, I think there are legitimate questions about the new abortion law in Texas, but it's not bounty hunting. What they are actually talking about is people attempting to actually be rewarded financially, which I think is a real problem, but to be rewarded by saving life. Now, bounty hunting is by basically causing people often to die. And the argument that they would make for the law in Texas was having individuals take steps to try to shut down what they would make illegal abortions. By the way, the Texas law, I think, has a very, very real problems surviving judicial scrutiny. I do. But to say that this is now, first of all, it's all based on Trump. It's nothing that Trump ever particularly pushed for. And I think part of what it shows is when she says, whatever has happened to our Republican Party, what she is focused on is not issues like abortion or crime or drugs or any of it. She prefers and feels more comfortable focusing on President Trump, which is, by the way, why I don't want to get into this war of words between President Trump and the chief of staff, the head of the Joint Chief of Staff, Mark Milley. I mean, for goodness sake, we have real problems in the country. There are problems in the world. And to try to replay all of the questions about President Trump's personality and his personal obsessions, it seems to me, not to be a constructive aspect of American politics, either for extreme Democrats or for any Republicans. She goes on to talking about dictatorship and how the Democrats are seeking to establish, say the Democrats, a Republican new series of dictatorships. Listen, this is 14B.
Even as a noose literally hung outside the U.S. Capitol just 6 months ago. It's a party that's committed to turning domestic terrorists into martyrs and freedom fighters while launching a crusade against the COVID vaccine, and now any vaccine, even if that leaves America more vulnerable to sickness and suffering and death. And it all culminates in that new bizarro world Republican ideology doing everything in their power to make it so hard for you to vote that you can never vote them out. And you know what they call that? A dictatorship.
Okay, a dictatorship? And when Karl Rove talks about how Democrats are suppressing the vote, what he is talking about is not even allowing a vote in the legislature. Because you're suppressing the vote when you're running away to Washington, D.C. and being hailed as freedom fighters. It's again, the extremism on the Democratic side on this particular issue is so dubious. There's a film out there which actually maybe sounds like politics of the moment. The title is Wrath of Man. It's Jason Statham, and it is really a revenge fantasy. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Action it.
Dance star Jason Statham and director Guy Ritchie have teamed on a series of action thrillers, and their latest stylish offering centers on a sulking, mysterious stranger who gets a job with a cash truck company in L.A. that is constantly menaced by ruthless robbers. It's called Wrath of Man. Available to rent on multiple streaming services.
Do you have any idea how dangerous this job can be?
You ready?
Ready.
And you may not be ready for the fact that this meandering body count movie, despite abundant flashbacks, never really answers its own central mysteries. Who is the central character? Well, it's Jason Statham, and the sulking star's mere presence in an intense performance is supposed to be enough. Based on a 2004 French film called Cash Truck, this new edition should have borrowed that much better title. Two stars for Wrath of Man, which, despite all the shooting, is firing mostly blanks. Not to be recommended. Though I'll tell you something. Scott Eastwood, who is the son of, well, you know who, is actually pretty good in a supporting role in this film. Coming up on Friday, tomorrow, there are two different movies, both of which are actually very interesting. And one of them is called Upheaval, The Journey of Menachem Begin. It's a documentary with some stunning footage that really gives you a whole panorama of the early history of the State of Israel. And one of the most divisive and charismatic and remarkable and most popular, enduringly popular, prime ministers of Israel, who actually won a Nobel Peace Prize for his efforts at advancing peace between Egypt and the Jewish state. Upheaval features some of the leading participants in history and some great talking heads. There will also be a new movie that you will be interested in called Scenes from an Empty Church, which is not about declining church attendance. It's about keeping a Catholic parish church available in New York City in the midst of a pandemic. And a new course offering in one of America's elite colleges. The course offering is called #AbolishThePolice, Race and Policing in the U.S. Yeah, I can't wait for that one. And there will be more about this. Are we back to a malaise situation that Jimmy Carter tried to describe? We'll consider it. And much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Boost our medicated ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.